Phone Boy Speaks, episode 440, Build It or Buy It.
Buy versus build. And this is something that has, that IT departments talk about all the time, or maybe not so much, but in the old days, we certainly built more than we bought, just because there were less solutions available. Nowadays there are, probably solutions for lots of things, but, they may not meet your needs, right? They may not meet your use case. And so, again, you can either, and people don't like vendors for whatever reason, and it could be that they have bad support, they charge too much money, or whatever the complaint is, and they may not like any vendor in that space, and so so it's either do you buy something or build it, and I think in general, right, you should be looking at that, and I think your IT staff will get better by building, because let's face it. I mean, when I first started doing IT type stuff, I didn't know anything, and the only way I learned it was just jiving in and doing it, right? And that's exactly how you get good enough to do these things. And so I think the register kind of missed out on that, right? It's a chicken and the egg problem. They say, well, the IT staffs aren't as smart as they used to be. Well, it's because they're not building stuff, they're buying stuff. And I'm seeing this in my, my travels through the IT industry. Building builds more than just the solution that you're coming up with. It builds your skill set as an IT person. It builds character and all. And I learned so much by either building stuff or working on, working on homegrown things or troubleshooting. since I supported Checkpoint for a number of years, that's how I learned it, was just basically trying to help other people solve their problems. Long and the short of it is that there are going to be things that you can build, and maybe you should, but there's also risks to that, right? Maybe things that your people just simply aren't capable of doing. And it's not to say that with enough time and training they couldn't do it, but maybe it's just not something your staff wants to do, right? They'd rather especially if it's something that's not quite in their wheelhouse. I think there's some things, and I'll use information security, right? Where you might use I know in the early days we certainly used a lot of homegrown tools and a lot of open source things developed along the way. But I think you have to look at, I think the bigger issue is the kinds of information that you're going to get, about certain kinds of threats and stuff. And that information is moving, the information changes hourly. And yeah, you can build, even with some of the stuff that Cisco released, they now have an open app ID thing for Snort, so that you can identify applications using the open source Snort utility. That helps with identifying applications, right? But that doesn't talk about necessarily identifying and blocking threats in real time. Not, for example, Checkpoint has a product called Threat Emulation that is able to emulate attachments that you get in email or you might download and verify that they're not doing anything they're not supposed to do. And this is, it's offered as a service or something can be done in line, and it can block the, it finds that it did something that it wasn't supposed to do. And then the checkpoint can actually send information about that particular file, throughout the threat cloud. And then that's blocked out, on all the gateways for all Checkpoint customers. And that's, something like that, right, might be very difficult to build. Not to say it's impossible, because, I'm sure you could probably find a way to do all of that. What I've seen, with customers is that with Checkpoint customers there are some things like that, where there are some homegrown things, that do information security, and there might be lots of different tools. There's going to be things that, you're going to want to do that are going to be very difficult to build and maybe not feasible. And so, I think at the end of the day, right, this conversation, you know, everybody should be, you know, visiting this kind of decision. Do we build it or do we buy it? Because, you know, they both have risks and rewards, and, you know, you might learn something building it, right? But maybe what you use is, you know, a little bit of this and a little bit of that. And so you do a combination of building and buying, and, what you end up with is what you need, which is, you know, why you're doing stuff in IT, right? You're trying to solve a business need. And so I think this is, you know, I think you should read this article. I think it's worth, looking into and thinking about it, you know, if you're in the IT space, because that problem hasn't gone away. It's gotten more complex because there are more problems, but there are also more solutions out there too.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/ps.